3 years ago, agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation were digging in a rural area in the American state of Pennsylvania. No one knew why. Now, recently released emails have answered that question. They were looking for a very valuable and secret amount of gold from the time of the American Civil War. On March 13, 2018, treasure hunters led the FBI to Dent's Run, about 220 kilometers northeast of Pittsburgh. At that place, there has long been a story that an 1863 shipment of Union gold was either lost or stolen on its way to the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. The Union was the name of the northern states during the Civil War. The FBI has always refused to confirm why exactly it went digging, but they say they found nothing. Dennis Parada and his son, Kem, brought the federal agents to the area. They remain convinced the FBI found something there. Their lawyer, Bill Kluck, is still demanding answers. He was successful in demanding the release of government emails about the dig. Kluck showed those documents to the Associated Press. They prove the FBI was looking for gold. We believe the cache itself is in the neighborhood of 3 by 5 by 8 feet to 5 by 5 by 8, wrote K.T. Newton in a then secret email. She is an assistant U.S. attorney in Philadelphia. The area in Elk County of Pennsylvania was on state-owned land. The FBI had to get a federal court order to dig there. So there was an exchange of emails between Newton and Audrey Miner, chief lawyer for the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. On March 13, 2018, Miner asked Newton in one of the emails, "Can you please provide the basis upon which the Office of the United States Attorney asserts that the gold, if found, belongs to the federal government?" Newton answered that she would like to discuss this generally with you, Miner, on the phone. The Paradas are well-known treasure hunters. They had spent years looking for the long-lost gold before going to the FBI with their evidence in January 2018. They said their equipment had led them to believe a large amount of metal was buried in the area. Within weeks, the FBI hired the geophysical company EnviroScan to study the hilltop. Warren Gettler, who worked closely with the Paradas and the FBI, said the company confirmed there was a lot of unusual metal in the ground. Warren Gettler also wrote a book about the possibilities of buried gold and silver from the Civil War. Gettler said when he asked an FBI agent how big was the find, the agent said 7 to 9 tons. That much gold would be worth hundreds of millions of dollars today. EnviroScan co-founder Timothy Bechtel would not talk to the AP about what his equipment found. Bechtel said the FBI has asked him not to talk about his findings. To prove the metal existed, the FBI needed to dig. The Paradas and Gettler said they had an agreement with the FBI to watch the digging, but the agents forced them to stay in their car. Later, they were brought to see a large empty hole. The FBI has insisted they found nothing. The FBI rejects any claims or speculation to the contrary, a spokesman told the AP last week. On March 16, 2018, 2 days after the dig ended, Newton emailed Miner that we are all disappointed. The dig drew plenty of media attention at the time. On March 28th, Miner asked Newton for the latest information on the federal investigation. In her reply, Newton told Miner, "We have no other scientific evidence other than what the excavation has been based on, that any gold is hidden in that area." Miner emailed back, "I guess you can't come right out and state there is no gold to be found at Dent's Run." "Unfortunately, we cannot," the prosecutor replied. I'm Susan Shand.